It is a very nice June afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are warm but not too hot, and the humidity levels are low. So if you are a fan of that spring-like feel, and I would argue it's a late spring-like feel, well, today is your kind of day. And if you are someone who prefers the weather to be a little bit warmer and more humid, well, we have that coming up later on this week, so a little bit of something for everybody, except for the snow lovers. Of course, it is just a couple of weeks away from the beginning of summertime. Coming up tonight, we'll have a comfortable night. Temperatures will be largely in the 50s, so that means you will not need the air conditioner tonight, and you can open up those windows, let the fresh air come in, and it's going to be a very comfortable night for sleeping. It'll be partly cloudy to mainly clear, and some areas of fog are likely to form, especially near bodies of water. So we'll start the day tomorrow with a bit of fog and spots, and tomorrow's going to be another very nice day. We'll see plenty of sunshine through most of the area as temperatures come up into the 80s. So it is going to be a warmer day than today on average, and the humidity will nudge up a bit as we go through, especially tomorrow afternoon. It's not going to be oppressive, so it's not going to have that tropical feel, but you'll begin to notice the humidity a little bit more, especially after lunchtime tomorrow. Now, that's for most of the area. Across the north, it looks like there's going to be a little more cloudiness tomorrow, and there's the chance for a couple of passing showers. I don't think the day is ruined by any means, because the showers don't look to be that great in number, but there's the chance for at least a few raindrops. And with the clouds in place across the north, it'll be a little bit cooler tomorrow compared to the rest of the area, but it's still going to be up in the 70s, so that's still pretty nice. And then on Wednesday, you're going to notice the humidity more than you will tomorrow, so the mugginess will increase. There's the chance for a passing afternoon thunderstorm on Wednesday, but it's not going to be a washout. Temperatures on Wednesday will be up into the 80s. A few spots could hit 90 degrees on Wednesday, so that's that warmer and more humid feel. And even on Thursday, it's still going to be quite warm and humid with the continued chance for some showers and thunderstorms. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and comfortably cool, some areas of fog, lows in the low to mid 50s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance for a few passing showers, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and comfortably cool, some areas of fog, lows in the low to mid 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and a bit more humid, a high of 78 to 86. For the Southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and comfortably cool, some patchy fog, lows in the middle to upper 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and a bit more humid, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and comfortably cool, some areas of fog, lows in the low to mid 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and a bit more humid, a high of 78 to 86. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, warm and humid, highs in the 80s to around 90. And on Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.